Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ossie Blanco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munson for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Mercer steals second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball four. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and has Melton trapped. There's the throw to Cater and over to Clark, who tags Melton for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael bunts towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woods moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Knoop moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 3 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Waslowski now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton bunts towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to third for the out. May moves to second. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry is hit by the pitch. May scores. Melton moves to third. Hermann moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.